Hello, everyone. This is an ongoing story. I remember talking about this a few months ago, and that is that MI5, the British Domestic Intelligence Service, was employing a neo-Nazi as an agent, and indeed that is lied to the courts. But it's got worse. May well be in contempt of court. So MI5, it goes back to before the First World War. What does the MI5 stand for? Military intelligence. I mean, it's not just military; it's also the secret information. And so, really, it's counterintelligence is about catching spies in the United Kingdom, foreign or domestic, assisting the police. MI5 doesn't have the power of arrest. It has a liaison unit in the police who'll do the arresting for them. And then there's MI6, which is the external one going to spy in other countries. The obvious question is, what happened to MI1, 2, 3, and 4? Well, they used to exist before in the First World War, and I can't remember what they were. When I talked about MI20, one spies in Austria, another on Germany, another on Bulgaria, the Ottomans, one's about the Navy and blah, blah, blah. But they simplified it down to MI5 and MI6. So the judge in this case has ruled what has been going on. Mr. Justice Chamberlain has been looking into what's happening. Now, I don't blame MI5 for using this neo-Nazi agent, the MI known as X, because of course you're going to have to hire some unsavory characters. The whole idea of the agent is he or she is someone inside an organization that you need to penetrate. So yes, you use SIGINT, signals intelligence, as in hacking into their emails, their voicemails or whatever, or their phone calls, texts. Things are encrypted. Things are very, very difficult to break. They can get a WhatsApp, but that's very, very tricky. The Israelis are real masters of this kind of thing. You can plant listening devices, whatever. You've got surveillance cameras, right? But there's human, as in human intelligence, that only a person can tell you. If the people are somewhere where you can't record them for whatever reason, where they're not doing text, phone calls, emails, and there's no other way you can listen to what they're saying, then you have to have someone who can tell you. That is human intelligence, somebody inside the organization to tell you who's in it, what they're planning, where the bombs are hidden, that kind of thing. And sometimes to manipulate them, to say them not to do this or to do whatever instead. So that's what an agent is. So he or she's already inside the organization for whatever reasons, decided to help MI5, might not even realize MI5 he's working for. When the MI5 officers approach the person to say, "Will you cooperate with us?" they'd all say, "We're from MI5." They'll say something else. Usually, there might be cash handed over. It might be in return from a meeting for prosecution. What other inducements they can offer? You know, it's MICE in espionage to get people to work for you. MICE is the acronym: money, ideology, compromise, ego. Compromise offer is blackmail, really. So embarrassing stuff we can tell about you. Ego, well, stroking the person's ego, saying, "Oh, you're so smart, you're so cunning, you're the best. You should be really proud of yourself. What a winner you are." So appealing to somebody's vanity like that. The people you're going to find not going to be in a convent, you might think, but they might be in a monastery. Because back in the early 90s, I heard there was a monk at Aberforth Abbey who was accused of molesting a child, arrested, but within hours released by North Yorkshire Police, a phone call from the Home Office to release him because he was a source for Northern Ireland, something to do with the peace process, you know, an interlocutor with the IRA. I'm not sure that story is true. I heard that from a source in North Yorkshire Police. He's not absolutely sure himself, but there we go. So you have to get people who are unpleasant. They're the ones who are going to have the information. I remember Bill Clinton, when he was president of the USA, he said that the CIA mustn't use people who committed human rights abuses. But wait a second, they're the very people you need because they have the information, they have the access you need. I know they're bad people, and that's it. And in, you know, the Northern Ireland conflict was saying, "Oh, well, this attack was carried out by state agents in loyalist terrorist groups, in Republican terrorist groups." Yeah, well, the state needs agent inside the terrorist organizations. Otherwise, they can't get the information. Even more people are going to be killed. And they can't disrupt every attack. The agent will soon be exposed and killed, and there'll be more deaths in the long run. Right, so let's go on to this. So X is misogynistic, he is despicable, and MI5 has lied under oath to the courts about this. So he is a terrible guy. He was violent towards his girlfriend. He attacked her with a knife. Wow, it is absolutely vile. But anyway, some more judges are looking into this because MI5 has provided them with perjurious evidence. The Lady Chief Justice Baroness Sue Carr, she's the highest judge in Wales or England, and Dame Victoria Sharp. She's president of the King's Bench Division. So there'll be this panel of three judges to look into this, and there may be contempt of court proceedings against MI5 as an entity or officers of it, as in individuals. So there's a contempt of court under the Act and contempt of court and common law, but contempt of court can lead to jail. If the court orders you to do something and you don't do it in a reasonable period of time without lawful excuse, that can be jail. Otherwise, nobody would obey a court order. Another thing is lying under oath in court is perjury. That is a crime which you can be imprisoned. Now, in criminal cases, the defendants almost always lie unless they plead guilty, and they usually get away with it. I mean, even if they're convicted of the crime, there's very rare for perjury. Lord Geoffrey Archer is one of the few who was. People say, "Well, come on, they singled out because he's a Tory, got an unusually long sentence." But we go on. So there was an investigation inside MI5 as to how come it gave this lying evidence. Had they told the truth, they might have got away with it. Because yes, you have to have spies, and they're going to be some detestable people. So. Anyway, the usual policy is neither confirm nor deny. MI5 wouldn't say whether X was their agent or not. This all dates back to about 2020. So the MI5 has got its pet journalists, feeds them stories. They lean on journalists to try and to suppress stories. It doesn't always work. They have contacts in the BBC and things like that. All right. So MI5 was caught to have been lying in February this year, and the BBC published a story showing that. And the government's chief lawyer, well, used to be chief lawyer, Sir Jonathan Jones, he reviewed it, and the Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, had him look into it. So remember, the Home Secretary is the cabinet minister in charge of MI5. Priti Patel was well regarded by them in some ways, was cooperative. I remember who's that Australian, well, now British barrister, Robert begins with a, does it begin with a B? It'll come to me. No, Robertson, Geoffrey Robertson. And he said the trouble is that the left wingers, Labour, they're more amenable to them because they want to prove that their credentials, that they really are international security. He said, ironically, the Conservatives have a bit more backbone about this because they're seen as being good on security. So they're willing to be a little bit sceptical and not cave into all the requests from MI5 or indeed MI6. So there'll be a court case about this, and it'll take place in a real court. Obviously, the MI5 officers won't use their real names, use their real Christian names and then false surnames. But obviously, people in the court building won't know who is who. It can be in camera. Sometimes the MI5 officers themselves will be hidden behind a screen. Because I thought, well, couldn't they just go into the MI5 building, do it there? Well, no, because the other side, the lawyers and witnesses from the other side, would have to be allowed in, and they don't want that. So there'll be witness statements about all these investigations. So there are courts which you can look at secret information, and their barristers have got developed vetting. They're called special advocates allowed in, developed vetting, as in interviewed for hours and nominate people who know you very, very well for decades, interview for hours. Where did you live? Where did you go to school? And anything about your sexual history? Did you ever take any drugs? Based on any contacts which could lead you to be an agent for a hostile state like Russia or China, Iran, or things like that? And also, are you telling the truth? Are you reliable? It doesn't matter that much what you've done, even if you've taken drugs, so long as you tell the truth. Because if you lie about one thing, you could be lying about anything. They won't take you. Okay. So, Mr. Justice Chamberlain, he says he wants to find out everything that happened. I mean, how much have they been lying? How have they been lying? They lying about anything else? So there's some documents which weren't secret and have brought to light what was really happening. Goodness, is obviously not looking terribly good for them. But obviously, we mustn't judge them too harshly because they've got over 3,000 employees. Some intelligence officers, but even like the cleaners, the cooks, everyone has to be have developed vetting, and perhaps only a handful of them are doing something wrong. And as I said, I don't blame them for having a bad person as an agent because he had the information that you need. And if they're going to keep the country safe, they have to have such people who could provide them with life-saving information. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.